The 1972 convention doesn't make any mention of civil society. And subsequent UNESCO conventions actually have quite big parts for a role for civil society. We also know there's no appetite for opening the World Heritage Convention politically for most countries. So how would you envisage a role for civil society, of getting the voice of civil society to the committee?
I think the role of civil society has grown despite the fact that it's not mentioned in the convention text. I think through the operational guidelines, for example, the requirements to consult with communities when these nominations are being developed and get it, and in the evaluation process, that's very much looked at. What role did the community, how were they informed? How did they participate? Did they give their support? We were certainly very concerned about that topic when we were nominating Papahana Mokuakea, making sure that we had the Native Hawaiian community's input and full support. I think the other way is the role of NGOs, and I think that's grown, which I think is pretty much a good thing. You see them, they seem to be present at the committee sessions more consistently now than was the case before. I mean, I guess they had always come when there was a controversy that they wanted to weigh in on. I remember I didn't go to the meeting in 2003 when Yellowstone National Park was removed from the danger list, but I remember hearing about it that the Natural Resources Defense Council, one of the major environmental NGOs in the U.S., had mounted this campaign, and they actually crashed the server of the World Heritage Center with all these letters from their supporters saying you should not remove Yellowstone from the danger list. And there was a huge debate that went on for several hours in Paris at the session that year. So they were there even then. But I mean, after that issue was resolved, I don't think I ever saw an NRDC person at the committee session again. So, but I think now we're seeing them more consistently there, which I think is useful. And I think Even within the constraints that they're not mentioned specifically in the text of the convention, there are ways, and I think the center, I think, has tried to provide a bit of an opening for the NGOs to speak at the sessions, and I guess it depends to some degree on the chair whether they're going to give them a voice in the plenary. But
how do you think the committee members receive that?
I think it depends on which committee members you're talking about. I think in some countries we have a tradition of, a strong civil society, and so we're used to it, and it's not a big deal for us. And we think everybody has their role to play, but obviously that's not the case in every country. So countries where they don't have a tradition of strong civil society participation, they're obviously not very pleased when those kinds of groups are given a voice and, empowered.
Have you ever seen any committee members pick up the comment from a civil society person and say, well, what about it, to the state party?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know if I can think of an example. I'm thinking back on it, one of the more sophisticated efforts by civil society was with the World Wildlife Fund Australia, when they were pushing against this, I think, what was it? It was the Tasmanian wilderness, and I think the Australian government was trying to remove a section of it. I forget the particulars, but...
Yeah, there was a boundary change of some kind. Yeah,
because they wanted to do logging, I think.
Yes.
And I remember WWF had a side session at the committee. They produced this gorgeous, I mean, it must have cost a fortune, this like huge booklet with stunning images of it. And I thought that, I was impressed with all the resources they were able to marshal in support of their position. And ultimately, as I recall, it did not go the way the Australian government wanted it to go. To what degree that was due to the efforts of WWF Australia, I don't know, but it certainly seemed like on the face of it that they had an impact.
The difference I would see with it is that they started months and months ahead, so
yes.
the timing is an issue.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the more effective NGOs realize that they have to learn how the system works and where the pressure points are, and that they do have to start ahead. They can't just show up at the committee session